Hello everyone, Happy New Year and welcome to today's podcast. I believe that now we all have entered the stage in our lives where our mind, body, our environment, our work and play ethics are all going according to the COVID-19 crisis. By now, all of us are accustomed with the lady who asks us to take care of ourselves right before our phone gets connected to our boss, our friends or our family. And the news, which has not taken a step back from revising the number of citizens affected by the pandemic, along with updated news about vaccines, new symptoms, and precautionary measures. However, what these information carriers have overlooked is how to behave with, treat, and aid the ones affected with COVID-19. So today's podcast is dedicated to all those who have been affected by COVID and are going through this unfortunate and unavoidable situation, and to everyone who have taken a step to aid them. We hope that this podcast can cater to the needs of all and can be a source of reference too. We believe that real life experiences speak the most. And that is why we have a story of a team member who faced the crisis most of the world is going through. Here are six specific questions we asked a team member who was COVID positive and who chooses to contribute anonymously. Question 1. So, how did you come to know that you are COVID positive?
After hearing the humongous amount of news coming from all kinds of sources, I was tested positive for COVID-19. It wasn't only me, but my entire family that was affected. When one of us got tested positive, the rest of us took a swab test, and we too were a part of the crowd facing the crisis.
What were the emotions you faced? How did it feel?
It took me a few minutes to grasp the situation, as suddenly I was on the other side of the crowd. I believe the situation was unavoidable, as the disease in our case was asymptomatic. Yes, I was worried for my health, but there were other concerns, as there was lack of help and no strength as well. We all were ill. COVID equals doing everything on your own, such as home chores and office work, as well as all the sorting out of our timings, as it was essential for all of us.
That does sound extremely difficult. Were there any physical or psychological symptoms that you faced around this time?
I did not experience any kind of major physical symptoms. Yes, I did suffer from fatigue and fever, unlike those which include trouble in breathing and pneumonia, etc. I also suffered from symptoms which is now considered the red flag of COVID-19, which is loss of smell and taste. There were psychological burdens, as there was a discrepancy between the workload and the lack of immunity. I do have anxiety, and this only made it worse for me.
So, how were the reactions, the feelings of the others around you?
One of the main reactions that we faced were from our extended family. When they got to know about our positive tests, it was as though they discarded us. They expected us to close all our windows and doors due to the fear and did not enter the vicinity of our homes. There were many instances where our neighbors complained and warned us too. It was difficult.
Can you elaborate on the stigma? What's your take on it?
As a part of the world which is highly affected with COVID, one of the main aims of the government was not only to talk about the precautions and awareness, but also help guide those facing the disease as well. Also, helping those who have COVID patients around them. The information entering in a house is only increasing the stigma, causing confusion.
Do you think the approach towards COVID patients can change? If yes, how?
Yes, definitely. As a person who has personally faced being a COVID patient, I believe the management on the side of the government, as well as the information, only focused on the precautions of COVID that can be altered. There should be guidelines for the ones who are aiding or are around COVID patients. This will reduce the stigma, and also the right piece of information can be created and shared.
Now that we've highlighted the different aspects of COVID-19, we've decided to create a mini guide for the ones who are COVID positive and for all who are aiding them. I hope this guide can reach as many as possible. To listen to this detailed guide, please do visit the part 2 of this podcast.